AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In about an hour, former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert is to appear before a federal judge in Chicago to be arraigned on two federal charges, making illegal banking withdrawals and lying to the FBI agents about those withdrawals. AP's Michael Tarm reports Hastert will not be able to avoid the public.
He will have to walk through the front courtroom doors, go through security, pass hordes of media. The courtroom is expected to be packed with spectators, potentially family, and media.
The indictment says Hastert agreed to pay an unidentified person $3.5 million to conceal prior misconduct against that person from the time Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach. President Obama says the Affordable Care Act is part of the fabric of this country. In a speech to the Catholic Hospital Association, Obama dismissed attacks on his health care law.
The unending Chicken Little warnings that somehow making health insurance fairer and easier to buy would lead to the end of freedom, the end of the American way of life. Lo and behold, it did not happen.
The Supreme Court is to rule on a challenge of the law providing federal subsidies to people buying health insurance through the federal exchange. Federal officials say there are too many holes in TSA security at the nation's airports. John Roth, Homeland Security Department Inspector General, says he sent undercover agents into airports to try to slip fake explosives and weapons past screeners, which they did so easily.
Essentially testing TSA's ability to stop us from bringing in simulated explosives and weapons through checkpoints, as well as testing whether we could enter secure areas through other means.
Roth says TSA cleared more than 70 people to have access to secure areas at airports, even though they could be security threats. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 16. The NASDAQ is off 5. This is AP Radio News. Britain's largest bank is eliminating thousands of jobs. Charles de Ledesma has more.
A key tenet of HSBC's global strategy has been to expand its presence in China and across the Asia-Pacific region. Now the vast bank has announced plans to cut up to 25,000 jobs around the world in an attempt to reduce costs and shift back towards fast-growing Asian economies. HSBC says it intends, too, to sell its operations in Turkey and Brazil, which will see its workforce there reduced by around another 25,000. These employees, however, are expected to be offered work elsewhere. Charles Ledesma, London.
State and federal law enforcement officers are searching on the ground and in the air a rural area some 30 miles southeast of the northern New York prison where two murderers escaped last weekend. Willsboro town supervisor Sean Gilliland says people saw a couple of men walking into the town Monday night. He adds they then headed off across farm fields. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.